The Department of Health Services, the University of Wisconsin, and the Department of Corrections are collectively asking for an additional $988 million in state tax funding over the next 2 years. DHS is seeking the largest share of that money, nearly $675 million. That 16% increase would help it administer health care programs for the poor, elderly, and disabled. Figures on file with the state show the University of Wisconsin is asking for roughly $215 million more in state tax funding over the next 2 years. That's a more than 9% increase over what it got the past 2 years. $83 million of that would fund the university's plan to increase enrollment and add researchers. The rest would cover things like utility costs, increased debt payments, and bringing employees who were furloughed in this budget back to their regular salaries. The Department of Corrections is asking for nearly $99 million more in state tax funding, an increase of more than 4%. The department says part of that increase would pay for monitoring people with repeat drunk driving arrests. In terms of sheer dollars, Health Services, the UW, and Corrections are three of the biggest agencies. Budget requests for two of the other most expensive areas, school aid and shared revenue for local governments, won't be finalized until later this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.